This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 341 for Monday, April 8th. I'm Phil France-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was a weaker Monday morning, seeing a modest correction to start the week after Friday's sharp gains. Canola down 20 cents to $2. The May contract down 20 cents at $642.90 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil accounted for some of the spillover selling pressure, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also posting losses. The May contract was thought to be consolidating around its 100-day moving average after settling just above that key chart point on Friday. But support is holding to the downside, with the May contract well above its 20-day moving average. The Canadian dollar, it's holding near unchanged in early activity, providing little direction. In the U.S., wheat is higher, while corn and soybeans are holding closer to unchanged. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be out on Thursday, and positioning ahead of that data was behind some of today's activity. Soybeans trading within a cent or two of unchanged, the May contract up a quarter cent at 11.85 and a quarter. South American production estimates will be followed closely in Thursday's USDA report, with average trade guesses calling for cuts to Brazil's crop, but an upward revision for Argentina. Brazil's soybean harvest is in its final stages at over three quarters complete. Corn also holding near unchanged, but moving up a penny in the May contract at $4.35 per bushel. Tightening world and U.S. corn stocks are expected Thursday, with both Brazil and Argentina likely to see cuts to their production numbers. Wheat, meanwhile, is posting gains underpinned by weather concerns in parts of the U.S. plains. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the May contract at $6.53 per bushel, Kansas City 10 cents higher in May at $5.92 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 6 cents in the May contract at $5.73 per bushel. Much of the U.S. winter wheat growing regions remain on the dry side, with crop stress becoming more of a concern. Declining production estimates out of India were also supportive. Chart-based positioning contributed to the gains in wheat, but ample supplies elsewhere in the world did temper the advances, with cheaper Russian wheat especially continuing to find its way into export channels. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, April 8th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.